Earth, sky.
There's a great quote that we've used for a few years here that actually comes from Charles Dickens, where he says, an idea like a ghost must be spoken to a little before it will explain itself. And I thought that little quote captures the essence of Game Changer. We create this safe space for people, whether inside or outside the company, where they can speak to their idea for a little while and speak with other people before they actually have to stand up at the end and say, you know, my idea really is going to change the world, and please invest in it to grow it into something very material.
You're listening to Russ Conser, Program Manager with Game Changer, part of the Shell Global Energy Company. Game Changer is Shell's mechanism for sponsoring entrepreneurs, particularly those in the energy field, to help develop their ideas into products that can then be introduced to the marketplace. We heard more about the Game Changer program in this interview with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Mr. Conser, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about Shell's Game Changer program. What is it, and how will it help the world create energy for the future?
Great question. And what I would say is Game Changer is something that's been around for, say, 15 years now, started in the mid-90s. And the basic idea of Game Changer is to create a safe place for ideas to get a start. It was created as an antidote or a complementary part of our R&D function in a time where the business necessarily focuses on problems it can already see. Game Changer was created with the idea that we needed to have a separate place with people that were looking longer term or at wholly different solutions to problem, could get ideas started, and then at some point later we can take a decision whether to grow them. So in that context, our role in energy is really twofold. I would say we're here to give people a space to start those ideas, both with respect to today's energy system, which historically has been our largest focus, so better ideas on how we can explore for, produce, refine, distribute oil and natural gas, but also seeds of new ideas that could give new options to the overall energy system.
And how has the progress been going so far?
Well, Game Changer, like I said, has been around coming up on 15 years. It started in our exploration and production business, where the imperative for technology to find oil in new places for lower cost or produce more oil from the ground, that technological imperative was very high. And over that time, it's delivered a pretty continuous stream of ideas. Some examples, going back to our earliest days, Game Changer was used to create the space that said we could take a liquefied natural gas plant, LNG, and put it on a boat and call it now something that we call floating LNG or FLNG. And so instead of having to build large plants on land carrying pipelines from offshore that then liquefy things and go into big tankers, we can put the essential elements of this process on a boat out in the ocean near the gas, liquefy it, and then ship it around the world. We've just announced our project to utilize that technology off the coast of Australia. And the idea that you could take something as complicated as a refinery, in this case a liquefaction plant, and put it on a boat was a pretty crazy idea way back then. And now it's, although the first one is not yet built and operational, it's generally accepted as a very credible way to do things. Some other things in terms of examples in new energy space, Game Changer was used by some people who said that algae might be a very good way to get high productivity biofuels. And the project that started many years ago in Game Changer as an algae fuel project now exists as a startup company, a joint venture company that Shell is an investor in called Solana, that's building a plant in Hawaii to make algae for biofuels. So those are a couple of examples.
What are some of the challenges with the way energy is produced today? And how do you expect Game Changer to help tackle them?
So some of the big challenges that we're really trying to put a lot of attention to, I'll speak to maybe three of them. First one is sustainability. Sustainability is a multi-pronged problem. First thing that comes to mind is CO2. We've done some good investments in CO2 mitigation or sequestration type projects, but it also includes things like water management. How do we operate as an industry, even in our current industry, without consuming excess water or contaminating the water that's already there? But also footprint type things. A lot of our innovations are, you know, it's always easy to build something big and spread out, but innovators that can come up with ideas to do something that takes one-tenth of the size of the old way of doing something has a lower footprint. And so that sustainability, CO2, water, and footprint thing is a big driver for a lot of our ideas. Recovery is a big driver in the current business. Recovery meaning oil that's left behind from traditional oil production technologies, as well as there's a rapidly growing sector of the current industry as it shifts from oil towards cleaner gas, called unconventional gas. Unconventional gas has production in the United States growing for the first time in a very long time, in the last 5 years or so. And there, the gas is stored in rocks that have so small of holes in them, what we call tight rocks. The trick is trying to figure out how can we get that gas out of there. So a lot of ideas on how to increase recovery are at the top. And the third one I thought I'd mention is flexible conversion. Of course, those that understand thermodynamics know that we don't create any energy, we only convert it. But the challenge is can we come up with processes that convert one thing into another, but give us choices in that. So, we can either take things that already exist today, for example, coal can be burned in a power plant to create electrons, but you can also gasify coal to create hydrogen. And so how do we come up with conversion technologies that allow us to convert anything into anything, liquid or gaseous, and on the feedstock side, maybe anything from not only heavy oils, but we're finding a lot of synergies with things like oil conversion and biomass conversion, gas production, that we can bring these things together and in our conversion process is take what's available most affordably and most sustainably and convert it into something that the market really wants. And so those are probably three of the bigger drivers in our space right now.
If somebody listening wants to know more specifically about Shell's Game Changer program, they have some ideas, where do they go?
Just go to the Shell website, www.shell.com, and put /gamechanger, and that'll take you straight to the Game Changer website, where you can both find more about Game Changer, as well as if you do have an idea that you'd like to propose for collaborating with Shell, you can submit it there.
You've been listening to Russ Conser, Program Manager with Shell's Game Changer Innovation Program. Our thanks today to Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.